Well, normally around this time we chat with Garth Wiley about the latest movie releases, but as she has done the past few weeks, Dana from Event Cinemas is stepping up to give you all the detail, all the details on what's happening at the movies. And a couple of family films this week, Dana. What can you tell us about Coco?
Coco, it's one of my favourites. And in fact, we've got a double feature this weekend. We're actually screening Olaf's Frozen Adventure first up, and then we're actually talking about Coco. So Coco is basically an aspiring musician, and his name's Miguel. He teams up with a very interesting character by the name of Hector, and they take off on an extraordinary journey to unlock the real story behind Miguel's family history. It's a lovely, good-feel family movie.
Well, let's take a listen to that now.
Once every year, our ancestors come back to our world, but no living person has ever visited their world. Until now.
And it's a Disney film, so you know it's going to be great. Disney, they make so many great films, Dana. What's one of your favourites?
Oh, look, to be honest with you, the next film I'm going to talk about, 30, or Ferdinand, but I call it 30, he's just adorable. It's a little ball. So this character is just amazing, and certainly something for the whole family. So this ball has a very big heart. He's actually mistaken for a dangerous beast. Now, how can that be? He's captured and taken away from his home. So as any bull would be, they're quite determined. So he finds the strength and then the determination to return to his family. So he basically rallies a lot of misfit characters to take on this ultimate adventure. So it starts basically next week.
And it's a bit of an interesting starring leading voice role, isn't it?
Indeed, we have Kate McGinnon, we have Bobby Cannavale, and John Cena, you know, the wrestler.
The wrestler.
How amazing is that?
Who would have thought? Well, let's take a listen to Ferdinand.
There are places out there where you don't get pushed around for being yourself. I am not a fighting bull. Can you guys help me out?
I'm getting out of this place.
Oh, sounds like a good one. And one to finish up with today, Paddington 2.
Paddington 2. Now, I think everyone should have a Paddington bear in their lives. I've got such beautiful memories. My grandmother actually gave me my first Paddington bear, and I passed it on to my children to play with while they were growing up. So Paddington basically settled in with a family named the Brown family, and of course he became a very popular member of the community. Now, being the lovely bear that he is, he decided he would take up some odd jobs to buy the perfect gift for his Auntie Lucy's 100th birthday. That's just lovely. But there's always a but in every story. The gift has been stolen, so therefore he goes on to a journey to try and recover the gift. It stars Hugh Grant, which is quite different and something a little extraordinary.
Let's take a listen to that now.
I suppose you know who I am.
Oh, yes. You're a very famous actor.
VIP. Celebrity.
Or used to be. Now you do dog food commercials.
Well, Dana, so plenty of things for the kids this week, but I imagine that coming up next week, you've got plenty of business in store with the latest release of Star Wars coming out.
Oh, there's nothing but Star Wars next week, and we are so excited. Everyone is dressing up, and we're basically getting our groove, as they say, to Star Wars. Very exciting.
Well, it should be plenty to look forward to next week, but in the meantime, a couple of great films to look out for this weekend to take the kids to.
That's right. It's merry movies, as we call them. It's just lovely.
Well, thanks for that, Dana. Now, for your chance to win a double pass to the film of your choice, name one of the films we previewed today. So call now on 49216 216.